Dr. Khalid Omar from our...
mentioned it. From Somalia to Palestine, occupation is a crime. A spokesman for the Harper government said that they will be presenting the following bills on Parliament on Monday. Let's hear these bills. Any new Canadian citizen now has to take an oath that Canada is a Christian and democratic country. Only Christian immigrants will be accepted in Canada. Only Christians will be able to lease or buy state-owned lands. If you are not a Christian, you are denied family reunification, which means if you marry somebody from outside of Canada, you can't bring them in. And Canada will be setting admissions committee in the 3,000 towns and villages across Canada to determine who is eligible to live in that community. Now, accepting these laws means accepting racism and is in violation of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and that's why Canadians reject these laws. However, we have the Harper government. We have Michael Curran of Sun Media, the National Post, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, the Center for Israel and Jewish Advocacy, defending and supporting the State of Israel for having similar laws that give privileges to Jews and discriminate against Christians and Muslims and people of other faiths. Okay, 3 years ago, 13 church leaders in Jerusalem issued a document saying that as long as Jerusalem is claimed by only one ethnic group or religious group, there will always be war and conflict. And the only way that Jerusalem can be true to its vocation if it is a country that is open to all people so that they can live peacefully and together.
Yes!
And the Palestinian people have come out and said, we are against colonization, against occupation, against dispossession, against discrimination, because these are against all religious values. If you're Christian, Muslims, and Jews, these religions stand for justice and for equality and not for racism and discrimination. And you will notice that there are some Christian Zionists who support Israel, but not because they love the Jews, it's because they want the Jews to go so that so that Armageddon, which is the end of the world, will come about quickly. So they want us all to die quickly so that they will be happy. And this is why a growing number of Canadians is now expressing support for the Palestinian people, and specifically for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign that was issued in 2005 by 171 Palestinian civil societies. This is happening notwithstanding the bias of Canwest Media, which owns 60% of the print media in Canada. It is happening notwithstanding the intimidation, the bullying, the scare tactics of the Israel lobby. And we have seen Canadians standing up and saying we're no longer afraid. As was mentioned earlier, QP Ontario and Canadian Union of Postal Workers, the United Church of Canada, representing now millions of Canadians, have come out and said we support the boycott of Israeli products produced in the colonies in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The United Church of Canada met for 6 days. 400 commissioners representing 660,000 Canadians met for 6 days, thoughtfully analyzed the issues, and they came up with the end and said, what is happening. The occupation is evil, and anybody who supports this occupation is evil, and we should resist it, and we should support those who are resisting it.
Yeah!
And they were not, and they were not scared, they were not frightened by the distortions from the media, by the well-organized and well-funded campaign against them to stop their opposition to the occupation. And I would like here to applaud and recognize the positive role that was played by independent Jewish voices. I am told by people who attended this conference that independent Jewish voices had an important role in fighting and the distortions and the lies by the Zionist lobby and by the Zionist Christians.
The people united will never be defeated.
The Israel lobby and the Zionist Christians are becoming more hysterical. You can see it, right? They're becoming more vicious in their attacks against supporters of the boycott, divestment, sanctions campaign. They are resorting to lies, distortions, smear tactics, labeling people as anti-Semites or, as my Jewish friends here, as self-hating Jews. And they are trying to breach Ontario laws by curtailing freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, and even resorted to physical threats against this rally. But on the contrary, what happened? We have a great rally, a successful rally. They have failed. And these racists who support a racist country are also promoting racism and hatred against Muslims in Canada. They do it through the media, they do it through their institutions, and we have to say as Canadians, we are against racism. Canada is not Israel.
Yeah.
Racial supremacy was wrong in Germany. It was wrong in South Africa, and it is wrong in Palestine, in the Holy Land.
Yeah!
The apartheid state of Israel, like apartheid South Africa, is the ugly face of yesterday. And Palestine is the bright future of tomorrow.
Yeah!
We're all citizens. In this Palestine of the future, all citizens will have equal rights, Jews, Christians, and Muslims.
Yeah.
And we'll all respect, accept, and embrace each other. And this is what we're fighting for. We want this in Palestine as we want it in Canada.
Yeah. Thank you.